That sounds good. That's some toe tapping, knee slapping, good morning Arizona music.
Well, we don't have an epiphany. We tried to figure it out during the break. Where did all the mosquitoes come from? We were joking that compared to like a Louisiana, or you'd mentioned Minnesota earlier.
I mean, we've been in a drought. we basically have been in a drought for 10 or 15 years. Our precipitation is just kind of normalish. We plant less lawns than ever.
I don't remember mosquitoes growing up in Arizona in the 70s and 80s.
We didn't have any when I was a kid.
I mean,
probably way back they did, you know, back in the 50s and 60s when there was more maybe agriculture close to town and what. But I don't remember getting bit by a mosquito till the last five or six years. It's just been.
Where'd they
go? No, it's not terrible. I mean, I've been in places where they're really bad.
I could take you to a couple.
If you don't have some stuff on, you're just. There you go. There he is.
We covered an article a couple weeks ago. I'll find it here in our archives. I won't go into it today, but we'll link back to it. Just some natural things you can do to deter the mosquitoes. Bonide makes a number of different products. That granular you can spray if you've got an area they seem to congregate from. Or the biggest thing is just making sure you don't have any pooled water that, you know, when your irrigation goes off, maybe there's a leak that you don't realize never really dries up. That's where they're coming from. Any standing water, it takes, like 3 or 4 seconds for a mosquito to burst out of that?
I don't know. But they don't need very much. They say it's
or
like
very long.
A quarter of an inch. Wet, tall grass.
Your condensate line out of your AC unit, if it's puddling a little bit. There's a lot of, yeah. It doesn't take much, I guess. So,
Other insects to expect?
Well, caterpillars. We're seeing a lot of caterpillars on Texas Mountain Laurels again, on all of the Tacoma, so your orange bells and yellow bells. As we start planting these leafy green vegetables for the cool season, they're a great target for different types of caterpillars. So I would start looking at that. If you've got I made a call over to one of our local resorts the other day, and they were having some problems with some agave century plants. These were agave Americanas. And they had a bed of about 10 or 15 of them, and I think all but two had agave snout weevil. They were all dead. You could just go over and kind of pull them out of the ground where the larva of the agave snout weevil had eaten the base of them out. So those are, this time of year, we start seeing are pretty bad. So yeah, fall is a buggy time.
It's the best time to plant, but you can't.
The bugs are recovering too. Yes.
Let's start with our calls. This one, we go to Tucson and bring Carol into the conversation on the topic of bugs. Something's eating something. Good morning, Carol.
Well, good morning. I'm hoping you guys can help me. I have a chinaberry tree that's about 30 years old, maybe 25 years old, and something has been eating it. I think it may be one of those B-29 beetles, the Palaverde boring beetles, because I've seen some of them out there over the last year or so. And I had a tree limb cut off, and they did some repair work on my roof. And there are, since that happened, there is like this couple boring holes about the size of quarters coming out of this place where the limb was cut off. And it looks like the wood has been crunched up and eaten out and kicked out or something. I'm not sure. And I asked a nursery here in town, and they said that it was probably 2 or 3 years in the making, and that it wasn't something going in. It was probably something coming out. So it's been in there eating my tree for a couple of years. And I'm horrified because it's a big, beautiful chinaberry tree, and it shades the back half of my house. And if that thing falls over, it's going to take out the house or the wall.
Okay. All right. So a couple of things. You mentioned that this happened after you had the limb cut off. Is that right?
That's when I found the holes about 2 weeks ago.
And so you found the holes after the limb was removed. When you removed the limb,
Correct.
You didn't see the holes. And you're seeing what appears to be sawdust or chewings spilling out of that. Have you seen a big black bee as opposed to the big Palo Verde beetles flying around?
No.
Sounds to me like carpenter bees. And they will get into dead wood, pruned off ends of trees, that sort of thing. The Palo Verde beetle is coming out of the ground. Okay, so it wouldn't be coming out of the end of that limb. And something certainly has bored into or is eating into that limb of that tree. And it sounds like it's post-pruning to me. And it just sounds to me like you've got the big black carpenter bees that love to get into, you know, old wood piles, old dead limbs, those types of things, and they make their home, they bore into there. So I'm guessing that's what you have.
There was a time we used to paint pruned cuts to keep insects from coming in, but now that's gone away, and it just seems like dumping a bunch of water to let the tree sap them out is more the suggested route.
Well,
or do you just not worry about
it? We don't advocate sealing cuts on most trees anymore, though. That's correct.
So for the carpenter bees, well, we'll talk about it more after this.